Hey guys, this episode of Social Media Secrets is going to be a little bit short because I have some scooters to ride today. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, I wanted to record this quick podcast because, oh my goodness, I was just really thinking about this a lot this past week. And, you know, we're on a business trip. It's funny because none of our trips are ever vacations, but we have fun no matter where we go and we always plan to do stuff. And so because we travel so much for work, every single trip feels like a vacation because we choose to have fun. I'm like, okay, so we're going to Idaho. Let's go, you know, to haunted houses. Or we're going to San Diego. Let's go to that really cool glass restaurant. So every single trip always feels like a vacation. But I was thinking about this last night because I was working out, and I could just tell you that out of the thousands of people that are staying in the same area as us, I think I've only seen about three people, including me and Paul, working out in the gym. And this is nothing to do with actually fitness. This is more of just, oh my gosh, am I ranting 2 days in a row? It's so funny because whenever people ask me, like, how did you get fit? Or how did you break through and get to success? Or how do you handle, you know, the pressure of growing? Or how do you, and people ask a lot of different questions. But what's funny is the second that I share my answers to those questions, I almost see this like universal glazed look come over everyone's eyes. So for example, if people say like, how did you get fit after, you know, having three kids and being in your 30s? I'm like, I worked out and I exercised. And people are like, okay, but what did you eat? And I'm like, well, I don't really think that that's here nor there. I worked out and I ate healthy. That's going to look different for me than it is for you, if that makes sense. There is no one size fits all answer. When people say like, what was the big breakthrough you had in your business? And I say, you know, I don't feel like there's been any big breakthrough. I feel like it's a series of a ton of daily small breakthroughs that accumulate over time. It's, once again, I see that glazed look come over people's eyes. And the thing is, I'm completely letting them down with my answer. They want to hear, I took this one amazing supplement and it made everything so easy. Or they want to hear, there was this one breakthrough and it changed everything for me. And I'm gonna share it with you right now. And this is gonna be like the equivalent of a shortcut. People get so disappointed when the truth is, are there some amazing opportunities that can come to you along the way? Yes, but none of them in and of themselves are going to be that big breakthrough. And one of the things that I want to challenge you to do today is to start reading the stories of struggle from big companies. For example, Delivering Happiness, Zappos. By the way, rest in peace, Tony. That broke my heart. But that book is amazing because you realize that over and over and over again for years, everything was going wrong and they just continually showed up. And the fact that they continually showed up, there was never any one thing that led to this massive breakthrough that led to Zappos' success. That book is incredible. I also love Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. And that book is incredible because it shares the story and the journey of how Nike became exactly what it is. And what blows my mind as you read that book, I bawled reading that book. It's one of my favorite books in the whole world. But as I read that book, I'm gonna grab some coffee while we're hanging out here. One of my favorite parts about reading that book is that you think at every single turn, this is it. This is their big break. This is the moment where everything all just like works and pays off and it's incredible. And what he mastered so well in telling the story of Nike's growth is he made it very clear throughout the book that every time it seemed like there was a big breakthrough and it was like, oh, now we're winning, we're going to be winners, something would go terribly wrong and it would be a huge setback. And it wasn't actually until they were doing something crazy, like I want to say like $100 million per year, that they were like literally on the brink of absolute complete bankruptcy. And that is when a breakthrough did occur and they got bought out, or not bought out, they got investors, they went public, and suddenly overnight the company was worth billions of dollars. But at the same time, or it maybe it was 500 million, but anyways, it what I love about reading those journeys is discovering that there was never one little thing. And I know we're all looking for this one little thing, this one shortcut. And let me just tell you, people think that I am hardworking. I am disciplined because I am not hardworking. I eat healthy most of the time, not because I love eating healthy. I love junk food, like absolutely love it. Anyone who knows me knows this is true. All right, let's get that first cup of coffee going. Here we go. I love junk food. We go out to eat, and sometimes if I can't pick a meal, I get two and eat all of the most unhealthy parts of it. I could sit down with a bag of chips, it could be gone in 10 minutes. Like, I don't eat healthy because I love to eat healthy. I eat healthy most of the time because it's just another step, another day, a bunch of little breakthroughs. Every single time that you make the best choice you can and then say, and next time I will do even better, that is the breakthrough. And you stack a bunch of those amidst the wins, regardless of the failures, even if you lose more than you win. Just getting back up and going through the process of frequency and repetition and building of those muscles, there comes a point where you start to hit this critical mass of, okay, so I'm losing a lot. I'm starting to have some wins through consistency. Suddenly people start to say, wow, this all happened overnight. And I always laugh because I say, yes, it happened overnight and then overnight again. And then overnight again, times 365, times five, like it was a lot of overnights and a lot of small incremental steps. And the reason that I share this is because, like I said, I find so many people desperately looking for an easier option. They're like, please tell me, Rachel, that there's something easier than doing the work, the hard work. There's also two kinds of work that I need to share. And this is so important. This is the internal work and the external work. And I know I'm not a psychologist or a therapist, but I'm very passionate about understanding the inner workings of humans' minds and our growth. Heck, maybe I'll become like a psychologist in this lifetime. We'll see. We'll see. I've got a lot of dreams. But the thing that amazes me is people say, like, it seems like some people, you know, do something and it always works for them. Or, you know, they get on 10 discovery calls and they get five yeses or seven yeses. Whereas some people are sending out 100 messages and they get one, two, maybe four responses. And you're like, what's up with that? What's up with the numbers game? And so a lot of times people will look at like what we're doing and they'll say, well, everything you do crushes it. That could not be further from the truth. But do we win more than we lose now? Yes. And that is because of the difference between internal work and external work. Now, will the process of cold outreach, pursuing clients, getting visible, getting on discovery calls, doing the numbers game, can that lead to wins? Yes. And I'm a huge fan of committing to the hard external work while you're waiting for the internal work, or rather doing the internal work to make everything flow better. The internal work is rewriting your narratives, changing your belief patterns, creating and adopting a new identity, healing from trauma, deciding, you know, that you're going to end a lot of the destructive behaviors that most of us do every single day. And that's just to name a couple of the things. Doing the internal work can happen quickly. It can take years. It can take a lifetime. So I'm a big believer in doing the consistent external work while you're also doing the internal work. So yes, there's a lot of repetition. If people saw how boring my day-to-day actions are, they'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so much more boring than I thought. I thought it was like wild and fun and you like sitting with a whiteboard and brainstorming everything. Well, yeah, there are definitely moments of that. But do you think that creating another Instagram post, recording another YouTube video about something I've already talked about 7 times, do you think that every single time I get to it, it's exciting? No. But for me, I recognize that doing that consistent, hard external work while I am on the journey of doing the internal work is what kind of keeps things moving in the meantime. You do want to do that external work, those repetitions, everything like that, until the internal work kicks in. You do not have to wait until you're healed or whole or believing or you fully adopted the new identity. Like, that's a form of perfectionism. But I do the hard work every single day. Nobody can say that I don't. And I do that because what the heck else am I going to do while I'm waiting for the internal work to catch up? There also is this beautiful thing that happens, and I think it's a tipping point of alignment where you start to become this person that you believe is a winner. And it really does happen through the combination of the external hard work and the internal hard work. And before you know it, you start to see and experience a lot of wins. And that's a combination of both internal and external getting momentum. So now do I hop on, you know, a call for consulting with a big client and get at least 50% conversion? At least. Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't I? I've done the hard work for years and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I'm not looking to create a business that's fully automated so I can lay on a beach all day. First and foremost, that would be really bad for my skin. But second, I love doing the hard work. I love doing the repetitions. I choose to love those things because I know that my nature is not actually disciplined. So creating that, making those choices, is keeping me moving forward externally while my internal growth catches up. There is no easy button. There is no true shortcut. There are more efficient ways to handle processes. But that being said, a lot of people would be a lot further along if they would just start taking the daily steps, the hard steps, every single day. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.